So Achrei Mos, Yechok, day 3, an excerpt from 69b. Continuing to speak about Yom Kippurim. Ki ve'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem, because on this day, we'll atone for you, we'll gomer. Achaper aleichem, miboylei. We should say, I will atone for you. As Hashem is speaking, not he shall atone for you. Ela, but rather, yichaper aleichem, he shall atone for you. Vachlola yovla, to include the level of Yovel, the Jubilee, which refers to Bina. So that speaks in indirect presence, because it's a level that comes from the hidden world, which is not revealed. The Nogid Marbuoi Lashkor Bahai Yoma, that flows its wellsprings to water in this day, referring to the day of Yom Kippurim, L'chol Iber, to all sides, Larvo, to water everything, to water, which means it gives sustenance and freshness to everything, invigorates. Kula, lashkor, kula. Everything into water, everything. Do aleichem, this is upon you. Kolomar b'gineichem, meaning to say, on your behalf. L'dakor l'chon v'hai yoma, to purify you in this thing. Receive it's written, l'fnei Hashem titaru, you'll be purified before Hashem. Well, you showed aleichu dina, judgment should not rain upon you. Yehuda Omar, Yehuda says, Akonin in Israel, dekutcher b'chu Yisroi b'hu. Merit worthy are they Israel. Everyone best be he is excited about them. Boy l'dakor l'hu. He wants to purify them. It should not be found in any sin. You know they should be the children of his palace. It's not fitting someone who's not dressed in royal garments to be in the palace. And if they have sins, chas v'shalom, so the spiritual garments are like tainted. So he cleanses them so they're fit to be in his palace and be with him. And this refers to the state of being close to Hashem in the world of Atzilus. And they're cleansed from the sins so they're able to be up there connected with Hashem. Yidurin Beicholi, and they dwell in his palace. And the children of his palace means that it's revealed this special connection, and they dwell in his palace means they're there all the time. They're in this atzilus consciousness of feeling Hashem in everything, in the deepest way. Well, the zimun adasi in time to come, see if it's written, Zerakti aleichem mayim tohurim, and I shall spritz upon you pure water, and be purified, from Yecheskel 37. From all your impurities, and be clean. Rav Yehuda Posach, Rav Yehuda opened the discourse, Shir HaMalos Mimalkim Kwasicha Hashem, Song of Ascents, from the depths I called you Hashem. Verse from Tehillim 130. Tanina was taught, B'shaita Debroa Kutcher Bichu Alma, that I'm on Holy Blessed Be He created the world, Boy Lemivri Bar Nosh, He wanted to create a person, Amlech Beraisa, He asked advice from the Torah. Amr Kameh, it said before him, Ti Boy Lemivri Hai Bar Nosh, you really want to create this man, like the Torah said, is do you really want to do this? Zamanu l'mechti kamach, in time to come he'll sin before you. Zamanu l'agaza kamach, he's set to make anger before you. Yitavid le k'uvdoi, if you will deal with him as his deeds. Ho alma lo yochel l'mechem kamach. Behold, the world will not be able to stand before you. Kol shekein ha'avonash, how much more so that human being? Amalei, so he said to her, he said to the Torah, Yechil magana, Is Karina Kel Rachum Mechanun Erchapayim? Is it for nothing that I am called Hashem, who is mercy and gracious and patient? So of course it's worth creating a person to reveal these qualities, like the Arizal brings at the beginning of Eitz Chaim, to reveal Hashem's mercy. Because if there's no one in the world, who would he reveal his mercy upon? And if there's no one who sinned, who would be able to receive his mercy? So the sinners have to say, can say to Hashem, you know, tell us thank you. Because it gives us the opportunity to exercise your mercy. From Shmos 34. Vad lo bor kutcher bichu alma, and before the Holy Blessed Be, he created the world. Bor tshuva, he created repentance. Amalo the tshuva, so he said to her to tshuva, Ano abina lemivrei banosh ba'alma, I wanted to create man in the world. Amanas dekad yisuvun loch mechovehon, on condition that when they return from their sins, that tehavi zminu mishpach chovehon, that you'll be ready to let go of their sins. L'chapor alayim, to atone for them. So Hashem programmed into the roots of creation this power of repentance, and he programmed into it that it should be able to fix, to rectify the damage called by sins. V'chol shayta v'shayta tshuva zmina l'gabi v'anosh. All the time, repentance is set by a person. A person can repent all the time, every second to Hashem. Chad v'nei nosha taivin mechovayhu, and people return from their sins. Hai tshuva tovas l'gabi kutcher brichu v'chaper al kula. This repentance returns before the Holy Blessed Be He and atones upon everything. And the judgments are subjugated And everything is sweetly scented, which means from the surrounding lights of the Keser, which is the root of tshuva. Bar Nosh is Dachi Mechove, and a person is cleansed from his sin. A Mosai is Dachi Bar Nosh Mechove, when is a person cleansed from his sin? B'shaita Da'ol B'hai Tshuva D'Kedekochazi. At the time when he enters into his tshuva as is fitting, he puts his whole self into it. So then the true powers of tshuva are able to manifest. You take out what you put in, and it can completely purify him and elevate him to the highest places. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, the Tov, Kamei Malkei Ilo. Yitzchak says, this is referring to tshuva when a person returns before the high king, which means he goes up to the highest levels. But Salih Slosa Mi Umka Deliba, and he prays his prayer from the depths of the heart. I receive that it's written, Mima Makrim Kasich Hashem, from the depths I call you Hashem. And the deeper a person's tshuva is, so the deeper the lights of tshuva he draws, and he ascends to connect with the more hidden, elevated roots of creation, and he gets greater connection to Hashem, and elevates the whole world. Rabbi Abba Omar, Mima Makrim Kasich Hashem, Rabbi Abba says, from the depths I call you Hashem, he's going to explain it, Aser Gonez Hu Le'ela, it's a place that's buried above, like a treasure chest. Huamika Deber, it's the depth of the well. So the well is like Bina, the depth of the well is Keser. From this comes out rivers and wellsprings to all sides, from all the spheros. The Ein Sof spreads out to the spheros, the hidden source of the Keser, shining to its transmitter, the Bina. It's flowing and connected, causes a big light and a great revelation and joy to all of them. Huamika Damiksa Ikre Tshuva, and that depth of depths is called Tshuva. The depth is Bina, the depth of the depths is Keser. Or within the Keser itself, the depths is Arachanpin, the depth of the depths is Atika Kadisha, the internal part of the Keser itself, from which is the greatest manifestation of the infinite light. Amanda Boila Savil is Dakor Mechovoi, one who wants to return and be cleansed from his sins. Bahai Umkud, it's in this depth, it's Svicha the Mikre the Kutcher Brichu. It's necessary to call to Holy and Blessed Behi. Haduk Siva, it's written, Mimama Krimu Kasich Hashem. I call you Hashem from the depths. Tana, stored b'shaita d'avabai noshchav kami morei, at the time when a person sinned before his master, v'korav korbonei al madbucho, and bring close his sacrifice on the altar, v'kana b'chaper alei, and the coin atones for him, boy b'usei alei, and he prays his prayer for him on his behalf, misarin rachmei, it's awakened mercy, v'dinin misbasmin, and judgments are sweetened, tshuva oreg b'choin v'mabuig, and repentance pours blessings in his wellspring, which means the person's channel to the divine connection. Nafkin that goes out and flows. A person comes connects with the flow and the root of all divinity. And all the lanterns, meaning all the spheres, are blessed as one. As one it shines the divine unity. And this gives us the ability to see in the world that everything comes from the spheres, to see how everything is coming from Hashem's oneness. It's all just part of one puzzle, it's one picture. We can see it well. We see it shining. And a person is cleansed from his sin. And that results in the world and the person having full consciousness of the Shekhinah and everything.